Today's gospel is the celebrated account of the wise men, or magi, who follow a star they believe to be a sign that will guide them to the King of the Jews. Today we will consider signs from God and how to interpret them faithfully. The star that the magi follow is the sign of the King of the Jews. How did they know this? Well, we can speculate. It is likely that these magi were from Persia, around the place where Balaam was from. Balaam was an Old Testament figure who gave a prophecy many years before about a star that would rise out of Jacob. That is, a star will rise out of Israel. So, we can theorize that perhaps a guild of magi in Persia might have heard and might have taught this prophecy, handing it down from generation to generation, waiting for that star to appear. And that somehow, in the fullness of time, and by God's grace, they decided that this was the star. And they followed it. And as it were, they were right. Now, we can't know for sure how the Magi knew about the star, but the idea that they began with a prophecy from Scripture is a very faithful interpretation. Because the Scriptures, rightly understood, that's an important caveat, the Scriptures, rightly understood, are an infallible sign of God's will. These magi had faith to worship Christ, and faith only comes from God's word. So the idea that the magi began with the word of God before they seek the sign leaves for us a very good example in how to interpret the manifold signs presented in the world around us. You see, the faithful Christian will always begin and end with the word of God before they consider interpreting signs. But let's be clear, this means the rightly interpreted word of God, not some private or personal reading of what God's word says to me. God's word is clear. Its pure doctrine has been passed down from generation to generation from the apostles, founded upon Christ. God's word is clear. And there's no sign from God that would ever go against his word. For instance, God would never give you a sign to abandon your spouse. He would never give you a sign that maybe you shouldn't teach the word of God to your children. He would never give you a sign to get an abortion or to alter your sexual identity or to steal or to covet or to hate. We live in confusing times, but God is always guiding our lives. Clarity about his will for our lives comes from first knowing his will, knowing his word, knowing the scriptures, so that we do not interpret signs in our lives in a way that's contrary to it. People today are so confused, sailing this life without a rudder, wondering what their purpose is, questioning what God wants them to do. And so they look for convenient signs, oftentimes to affirm what they intend to do anyway. Green lights, lucky numbers, more than coincidences. But we know that God has already spoken the final word for our salvation. He has already made known to us the trajectory of the world and the duties of this life for the faithful Christian. We are always tempted to look for signs that justify our inclinations to sin. This is why we must always be grounded and steeped in the Word of God, so that we see the world rightly as he sees it. The Magi, they follow the star because they followed God's word first. And this is no ordinary star, burning billions of light years away. This is an object shining supernaturally in the sky to guide the faithful Magi. Remember in the wilderness how the Israelites were led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. The cloud leads the way through the wilderness. The fire gave them light. The pillar of fire and the Magi star, these things give marvelous insight into the psalm that reads, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God's word. Now, it is true that the Magi might not have consulted the Old Testament before setting out. Scripture doesn't say, it's true. And after all, they were likely superstitious astrologers who dedicated their professional lives to a faulty science. And perhaps they only bumbled their way to the right destination, getting the sign right by the grace of God. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. But we do know that the sign disappears somewhere along the way, or else it is not precise enough to guide them directly to their destination. The star doesn't take them directly to Bethlehem. They must first go to Jerusalem, and they ask King Herod where the new king has been born. And Herod doesn't know either. So what does he do? He summons the chief priests and the scribes, the Bible scholars, and asks them what the scriptures have to say about it. They consult the scriptures. And the scriptures tell him that the Savior is to be born in Bethlehem. Then and only then is it clear where the star is directing them. The Magi are lost in Jerusalem, without a star and blind until they hear the word of God. They set out traveling many miles, but it would have all been for nothing had they not had the word of God to reveal to them their final destination. They hear the prophecy that the king shall be born in Bethlehem, and then, only then, the star reappears, as if to affirm their utter dependence on the word to guide them, lest they think it's their own astrological observations and superstitions that lead them to the Christ child. The Christ child, Jesus, is God's word made flesh. It is what we are to remember and praise God for this Christmas season, through Epiphany and until the end of the age. He is the promise of God in bodily form, and he came to do what we could not. He came to save us, to tell us that in spite of our sinful inclinations, in spite of our misinterpretations and blunders through life, Jesus is our beacon of light and the meaning of all signs. And he's not just a name. He is the Son of God, who, if everything were written about him, the world itself could not contain the books. But we have a book about him that is our guiding star, fixed over his one true Catholic and Apostolic Church, where his true body and true blood are to be found by wayfaring Christians in this world, to congregate around, to eat and to drink in faith, to worship and praise, and through which we receive the salvation won for us on the cross, delivered to us for our salvation. May your faith find its guidance in the eternal word of God, inscribed in Scripture, preached in the church, and made flesh for our salvation in the man Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise. And now the peace of God, which passes our understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.